Number 11. The Mishnah says like this. Nofal habayis olov v'yalishtoi. A house caved in on a husband and his wife. And they both died. Now the question is, which one died first? To know which one takes over the Yerusha. So it's a machloikis. Yorshe habaloimrim. The people that want Yarsh and the husband, they say, Isha mesa rishayna. He should know first the wife died. And since the wife died first, the locher is that a baal, a husband, yashins his wife. So everything belongs to the husband. And v'yacha kach meisa baal. And then the husband died second. So therefore, the yorshe habal, they have a right to collect everything. However, yorshe isha, the people that would yashin the wife, let's say her father, or else let's say she had kids from a different husband, so Yorsha Ishaimrim, if they say no, Baal Meis Rishon, you should know the husband died first. And Viachakach Meis Isha, and then the wife died. And therefore there's some property that belongs to the wife. She has her own property. Like on the Tzad to say, Nichsei Tzern Barzel, that's called Vihin Nedunya, Danolos Lo, Nichsev Ksuvi Meno, so Tzern Nichsei Noshaloh, that is Nichte Tzern Basel, that always stays, it belongs to her. That if she died second, so she still owns it, it belongs to her, to Nichte Tzern Basel. Therefore, the Yorsh Isha is saying they deserve to receive the property that belongs to the wife. So what do we do in such a case? So the Mishnah says that Beishamai, Emer Beishamai says, Yachleiku, the two Yorshim have to divide the property. Yachleiku, Saka Momen Amutat Esophik, and therefore, Tziachleiku, like Rashbam says, Sherei Momin Muta Besafiku. Yeah. However, Ubeisil Lomer Besil says no, Nechosim Beches Kosin. The Nechosim remains Beches Kosin where it was before. So Rashbam explains and says, Begmor Meforish Beches Kas Mi. The Gemara will explain exactly what does Beisil mean to say Beches Kosin, in whose possession does it still remain. The Gemara explained that also that Beis Hillel says Nechosim Bechaz Kosan, that's the Nechosim of the Nichsei Tzernu Barzel. That's the property that the Isha brings in when she first gets married, and we sum up how much it's worth then, and she always has the right to receive that amount back later. So on that, it's a shalom. What does it mean? Nechosim Bechaz Kosan. Now the Mishnah goes on according to Beis Hillel that Ksuba, the money that the husband would have to pay for the Ksuba, that's Becheskas Yershi Abal. That remains by the Yershi Abal. Since the Baal didn't pay it yet, he was for sure the Muxik in that money. Therefore, that money, Mosayim, and the extra money that the husband adds onto the Ksuba, that remains Becheskas Yershi Abal. What about Nechosim HaNechnosim V'ayotzim Imo? That's called Nichse Milug, the property that comes in, that she received from her father and she brings in. So the husband has the right to use it now. So on that, the Mishnah Pishul says, Becheskas Yorshayav. That's for sure is Becheskas Yorshayav, the father of the wife. In other words, that stays in her Rishus, that's her own property. So again, the Nichse of Nechosim of the Ksuba goes to the Yorshayabal. The Nichse Milug goes to her Yorshim. The Shailer is the Nichse Tzayno Barzil, the property that she brought in, that we estimated then exactly how much is worth, and she has a right to get that back, that amount. Who keeps that amount of property? Does it go to the husband, or does it go to the Yorshei Aisha? So that we'll see in the Gemara. And now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Gemara is to